Hello, hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. Kirsty Seawood, behavior scientist and body image healing coach. Each week, I'll bring to you wisdom and insights from my lived experience and my decade of coaching in the health, nutrition, and wellness space. My gift to the world and to you is how deeply I can see and understand you. You can expect raw, vulnerable, and powerful content. My commitment to you is that I will not hold back. The wisdom I share is to help you cultivate self-awareness, reconnect with your body, deepen the most important relationship you have, the one with yourself, and to help you step into the most radiant and authentic version of you. You are worthy. You are enough. I am so grateful you're here right now. Let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome to another podcast episode. As always, I am so grateful that you're here listening to the wisdom that I bring to you and share. I'm so grateful that I've started this platform and the opportunities it's provided me so far to share, and so grateful also for the support you have all shown for the podcast. We're up to episode 7 now, and it's received just under 500 downloads. So I'm absolutely blown away at the support from all of you, and so grateful. So thank you. Thank you for being here listening. Today is an episode that will be really interesting and quite deep, and has been a long journey, as a lot of the things I share have been, but a long journey and a big part of my body reconnection journey that I've been on in healing my body image and healing the relationship to my body and to myself. And today I want to talk about reconnecting with your menstrual cycle and the gifts and the seasons of your cycle, and how you can start to tune into the different seasons of your cycle and work with your cycle instead of against it, and start to really tune into your body and work with it. And before I dive into the content, for me, most of my life since I got my period, I think I was about 14, I think, when I got my first period. And I was never, and this may be a similar experience from you, again, I'm just, as I say in all my episodes, I'm sharing from my lived experience. But for me, I never grasped how incredible our menstrual cycle is as women, and the female body. Our body is absolutely incredible. And today, when I talk about my cycle, I am so empowered by it. For so many years, I remember through high school and even through my 20s, I didn't like my menstrual cycle. I didn't agree with it. I saw it as a real inconvenience at times. And being on the pill for all of those years, I started taking the pill when I was about, 17. And then I came off the pill in 2019. So a number of years, right? I would have been on the pill for over 10 years, which is a long time. I think back to how I used to be so disconnected to my body and so out of tune with my body signals and what my body was trying to tell me, and out of tune with the divinity and the empowerment that this monthly ritual that our body does for us, how amazing it really is. And the way I talk about my cycle these days is from such an empowered lens. I celebrate my body now when I have my period. I think it is just an incredible thing. And when my body bleeds, It's actually a sign for me that I'm doing a good job, that I'm nourishing it. I'm like fueling it with enough food. I'm nourishing my body. I'm having adequate rest. And I'm really, for me, I see that when I have that monthly bleed, it means that I'm supporting my body and my vessel with everything it needs to be its most divine self and support me in this human experience. So one of the big things I've really noticed around how I view my cycle now and how I talk about it is the language that I use. And I remember for years, I would always be like, oh, it's that time of the month again, or it's going to be a tough week, or it's so annoying that my cycle's here again. And I know I'm not the only one who would be thinking this or have said these things before. Whereas now I'm like so empowered that it's here and that it's happening. And I really see my monthly menstrual cycle as a reminder of letting go. It's our body letting go of what no longer serves it. And it reminds me that to do that in life as well, and that to cleanse and release and let go and allow shifts to happen. And I just, the language we use around our cycle, I really believe can be so much more empowering when we start to connect with what our body is actually doing for us and how our body is serving us during this time of the month as well. During that bleed, it's absolutely incredible. So I guess I'll go through a few dates so you can get a bit of context into where my journey all began with my cycle. And as I mentioned, I came off the contraceptive pill in 2019. It was a decision for me for personal choice. I just felt that at this time in my life, I didn't need to be on it. I wasn't in a relationship. I had read some things I just decided it was no longer for me based on what I needed at this time. And they do say when you come off the pill to allow a few months for your cycle to readjust and to get back to its natural rhythm from being on the pill. Because when you're on the contraceptive pill, it's not actually a real bleed. It's called a withdrawal bleed, is one way it may be described as. So it's not like, even though you're getting a regular bleed, it may not be your body's natural rhythm. So when you come off the pill, they do say to allow your body a period of adjustment time. And again, this is only my lived experience. I'm not recommending everyone go straight off the pill. It's a personal choice for you and a choice that you make with the help of your GP or your naturopath or any guidance you have in your life as well. But if there's anything that my journey's taught me through my explant and through what I'm going to share with you today, is you know your body best. So when it comes to making decisions about our body, I really believe we know our body best. And if you're picking up on any intuitive things about how you're feeling, I encourage you to lean into those and listen to those and find out more information. When you feel like there is something not right, you are the one that knows your body best, okay? And I just want to say that, but I'm in no means encouraging everyone to go off the pill at all, but for me, it was an amazing personal choice that I made, and I will never look back at my decision. So I went off the pill in late 2019, and this was a period of my time where this was my intense time where I was training every day. I was, or at least 6 days a week, quite intense training, like really pushing my body. I'd been training that intensity for at least 9 or 10 months by now. And when I came off the pill, I actually lost my period for a number of months. So they normally say allow 3 or so months for your body to get back into its natural cycle. It actually took me until July 2020 to get a normal cycle again. So a normal cycle, again, I think saying the word normal, there's indicators of ideal range, but I believe, again, you know your body best. So what's normal for you maybe is different for someone else. But the average cycle length is, say, 28 to 30 days, right? And so it took me from around November 2019 until July 2020 to get a normal cycle. And this was when I was at my leanest I had ever been. So not my lightest weight, by the way. I was not at the lightest weight in kilograms I'd ever been, but I was at the highest muscle mass I'd ever been and the lowest body fat percentage I'd ever been. So because it's unclear, because I don't have, and this, when I went off the pill, I started tracking my cycle in an app called Flow, which I really recommend you to do. If you're not currently tracking your menstrual cycle and the symptoms that come around, the symptoms that come every day, I highly recommend you start doing that. So this is even logging things like if you have cravings, your energy levels, any kind of bloating or fatigue, and just your general mood for the day as well. It's really interesting to track these things and log them to give you an insight into, again, what your normal might look like throughout the month. Like, when are you feeling your best? And is there a certain time during the month where you tend to feel a bit more like you want to retreat? And I'll go into the seasons of the cycle soon, but it's really interesting to start to get to know yourself on that level as well and what your body's communicating to you at different times. So before this, I didn't actually track my cycle at all. So when I came off the pill, I was working with my naturopath and I started to actually log my cycle. And between this period of November till the July, some of my cycle lengths were 70 days, 40 days. And so, like I said before, the average cycle is 28 days. And then in between these cycles, I would get like two-day bleeds, which were really, really light. So pretty much no period at all, not ovulating at all. And it took quite a number of months to get that cycle back. And then in July 2020, I had my first full cycle. I'm looking at my data now, it was 33 days. But then again in the October 2020, my period started to become irregular again. And I actually had a 2-week bleed. And this is really sharing a lot with you here, but this is actually the peak time when I was in my explant journey as well. This is when I was really quite unwell with breast implant illness and when I'd started to book in and look at explant surgery and do the test to really confirm what was happening. So my body was in a stress state at this time as well. And then I can say that I had my explant surgery in January 2021 on the 8th of January. And from that date, so from the time I've had my explant surgery till now, I have had consistently regular cycles of 28 to 31 days. And in this time has been a journey of reconnecting with my body on really slowing down. So no longer hammering my body at the gym every day and doing high intensity workouts. My workouts these days mainly consist of walking and Pilates, and I've now recently introduced a couple of weight sessions per week. I've also, my body composition has changed. So I now have a higher body fat percentage, and my weight has increased slightly. But I now have a higher body fat percentage, so I'm no longer as lean as what I was during the time back in 2019 and early 2020 when I was having no menstrual cycle. And I feel a lot more connected and healthier. My energy levels are amazing. But I also feel that I've come to this place of having a regular cycle because I've dived into really connecting with my body and starting to become aware of how it's feeling, what it's communicating to me, and getting in tune with the different seasons of my cycle and playing into those seasons and playing with those seasons and working with them instead of pushing my body against them, really starting to tune into my cycle and work with them. And that's what I really want to dive into today. I just wanted to give you a bit of context to give you an understanding of how far this journey has come for me, from those days of really focusing on being the leanest that I could and the fittest, and essentially being like the lowest body fat that I could, and punishing my body, to now really coming to a place of honoring my body and balancing that, and finding what really works for me. Because throughout this time of having these regular cycles as well, my weight has not fluctuated either. I've been a steady weight now for since my explant surgery, and been able to maintain that and find this incredible balance with my body where everything is in flow, and it's so nice to be in that place. And this is what I help my clients do as well. So any of my clients who feel disconnected or to their cycle or having imbalances, this is the kind of thing we can work on as well and get you back to a place where you're in tune with your body too and can and get that connection back and work with it, because it's such an empowering place to come from when you really, you know, and you can, when you listen to and you're aware of what your body's communicating to you and how to work with it. So I want to go through now the seasons of your cycle. And I shared this a few months ago at a retreat, and the response from this content was incredible, and I know it had huge impact. So I'm excited to talk into this now because it's really something that I've integrated and has worked really well for me around honoring my energy and honoring my body around my cycle and the seasons. And so now I wish to bring it to you. So this is kind of a guide for you around nurturing and self-love during your cycle. And the first phase of our cycle is our menstrual phase, and we call this winter, and that's the bleeding phase. So it's around days 1 to 6. The theme of this phase is you're really reflective, quiet, your inner wisdom, tuning into your inner wisdom and engaging in reflection. So it's a time to go within. Your gifts of this phase of the cycle are intuition, your visionary, and letting go. And I've talked about this earlier. It's the bleeding phase of your cycle is that period of your body's letting go of what is no longer serving you. And it's a reminder, I believe, a beautiful reminder for you to also check in and let go of like relationships, stories, limiting beliefs, labels, commitments that are no longer aligned to you or no longer serving you. Let them go. The challenges of this phase can be a slower pace. So you may have the urge during this time to push through, which will lead to exhaustion. So you can exhaust yourself if you keep trying to push through. And this is a time when you're bleeding, you're like, I'll just keep pushing and go to the gym and do this. And it's really a time for your body to come within and to sit back and chill and have this reflective time. So you've got less energy during this time. You may experience a little bit of pain and discomfort. You may feel like being less social. And it's not really a time where we want to give a lot of ourselves to others. It's a time you want to retreat to yourself and have that reflective time. So the self-love practices during this phase are rest, time alone, give to yourself, drop into your feminine energy of nurturing and connection to self, warming foods, warm drinks, even warm baths and quiet nights in are what this time calls for. And a reflection prompt for this time is, what is something I am holding on to that I need to let go of? So it's a time for you to really come back, come within, reflect and honor yourself and focus more on you and nurturing yourself than giving your energy out. So that's our winter phase. And after winter, we then go into spring, which is our pre-ovulation. It's around day 7 to 13. Now, these days are just a guide. Remember, everyone's different and you know best. You know your body best, so trust that. The theme of spring is rebirth, cleanse, fresh start, independent, strong, and high energy. So the gifts of this phase are clear mind, productivity, ideas are flowing. You tend to be really resilient and you feel like a goddess. You're like, I am ready to come back out into the world. The challenge is you may feel depleted if you didn't slow down during your winter. So during the bleeding phase, if you didn't slow down and take that rest in and give yourself that time to nurture your body, you may actually feel depleted during this spring phase. So that's why it's so important to honor your winter phase when you're bleeding and take that time to retreat. The self-love during spring is embrace the productivity that comes with this phase. Give your body enough energy, like through nutrition and nourishment, lean into creation, start a new project, increase your movement and any physical tasks. This is the time of when your ideas all start coming and you've got that initiation energy, like I'm going to start something. So this is the time after your winter, when you come into spring, to start that new project, start that new DIY project you may want to start, or start that new project at work. Spring is the time you ideally should be looking at doing that. Then after spring, we go into summer, which is ovulation phase. So it's around day 14 to 21. The theme of summer is your expressive, flirty, creative, playful, holding. You may feel like you're more inclined to hold space for others or be of service, and you're more naturally nurturing towards others, but you're also got a real stable and strong and grounded presence. So the gifts of the summer phase are creativity, nurturing, really strong communication, like direct and clear communication, leadership, and then flexibility, because you've got the strong, grounded and stable energy, but also the creativity there. So you've got, and the playful energy. So there's that flexibility around how you show up. So you're more adaptive during this time as well. And you are a strong leader during this time. So the challenges that may come with summer is you might have a slow drop in energy after ovulation. So as you ovulate during this phase, you may tend to overcommit yourself during this phase. So this is a really good time to check in when you go to say yes to invitations or commitments. Like, is it actually something that's aligned to me? So this might be the time of, so for example, if you're in your summer phase, and then someone asks you to make plans for, say, 2 weeks in advance when you'd be back in your winter phase. And during your summer, you're like, I want to say yes. Like, I have all the energy. I can say yes. Thinking that that's what your energy will be in 2 weeks. But if you know that you're going into winter, it's highly unlikely you probably want to commit to the same level of things that you're wanting to commit to during your spring and summer phases. So knowing, being aware of like where you're at in your cycle can be really helpful when you're starting to plan out your months. And even in business now, I plan out my business months, and when I'm launching different things, when I'm doing masterclasses or different coaching times, I know on my winter phase, for example, I will do less evening consults and I won't take on as big of a coaching load as I would on my spring and my summer weeks, for example. So being mindful of where you're at in a cycle can really help you plan ahead and honor your energy through your cycle too. So the self-love during summer is allowing rest between activities. Ask for what you want. So because you've got that clear communication coming in during this season, this phase, ask for what you desire and ask for what you want, because it's there supporting you. Your energy, so giving your body enough energy through nourishing foods and giving it that really good foundation to work from while you're in this active phase. Your sexual activity and pleasures and desires also increase around this phase because of the natural, you're ovulating as well during this phase. So the natural desire for that activity will increase. Or you may find your sex drive is higher during summer and ovulation phase. And the reflection prompt for this phase is, what do I desire and what steps can I take to call it in? Because we're in that action time where we've got the energy to pull in. So after summer, we then go into autumn, which is our luteal phase, and it's winding down again, and it's around day 22 to 29. So the theme for this phase is around you're perceptive, you're slowing down, and it's a wrapping up of tasks before you go back into winter, which is the bleed time. So you may have started something in your spring and summer, and you're wrapping up things. Your gifts for this phase are really intuitive, increased creativity again. You're quite strategic. Again, you're bringing things to end. But you're also emotionally sensitive. So this is when times where you may feel emotionally overwhelmed or emotionally triggered, or some of that PMS time creeping in. Your challenges, you can feel overwhelm, irritability, especially if you haven't been speaking your truth. So in summer, we have that strong communication. So if you didn't express yourself or speak aligned to your truth, this phase, autumn, maybe when you might start to feel irritable about that or frustrated, or even some resentment might start to creep in because your emotional centers are more sensitive during this time. During this autumn phase, your BS detector, is on high alert. So you can also get like some frustration or some anger there as well. Self-love for this phase is allowing yourself to feel what is rising. Don't judge yourself. Lean into your feminine energy, your feeling and expressing your emotions, and lead with compassion for yourself. Provide your body with extra nutrients. So this phase of the cycle before you go into winter where you your body releases and you bleed, you may actually feel like you're needing more energy. So this is why we tend to find in this part of our cycle, our cravings increase, right? Our hunger increases, our appetite increases, and why if you're trying to stick to a restrictive diet, you feel like you're constantly failing it. That's a topic for another day, but it's actually your body naturally doing what it needs to do to give your body enough energy to then allow this release and this winter phase and bleed to happen. So your body's wanting more energy because it's about to go through a process to support you. So if you're finding that fueling your body with enough food, your cravings will increase during this time because your body's trying to get more energy in through nourishment, so that it can support you during the next winter phase. And the reflective prompt during autumn is reflect on the past month and the wins and lessons for those as you get ready to go into winter when you would then do the letting go. So I do this as well during my bleed phase, which is my winter phase. I do my letting go. So I'll do the exercise of writing a list of all the things, like I let go of X, Y, Z, I let go of this, I let go of that. And then you can either tear it up and throw it away, or you can burn it and let go of everything that no longer serves you. Let go of the emotions, of the stories, of the commitments, and reflection, like pairing reflection with your cycle and working, because you're working with nature, right? Your body it's a natural cycle. Like, this is a cycle that your body goes through. It's a ritual and a cycle your body goes through to support you. It is the divine feminine energy. It's your life force energy. So work with it. Work with your body. I am going to upload a summary of this, of what I've just gone through with the cycles, for you to download. I'll upload a PDF so you can download it and have it somewhere for you to keep and refer back to. But yeah, understanding and tuning into these cycles and seasons and starting to work with them has been incredibly powerful, not only for my business and in alignment for my business, but through honoring my own energy. And when we honor our energy, we show up better, because our aura and our energy introduces us before we even speak, right? Our impact is felt through our energy. So the more we can tune in with our body and know how our energy works and how our body communicates with us and what it's telling us, and working with our body through each phase of our cycle, the better we get to show up, the more aligned we get to show up, the more authentic we get to show up, and the more balanced we are, the more we can balance our emotions, feel our emotions, and be our higher selves. So that's a lot. That's a lot of info I've given today. A lot of content, and I'd encourage you to have some reflection time on what is your relationship like with your menstrual cycle? How do you speak about your body? Even how does your body image or your perceptions of your body change during your menstrual cycle? Because for me, I know when I'm in my autumn, the week before I go into winter and my bleed, watching my body change, like watching my boobs grow, like increase in size, feeling how my body changes. And years ago, this would have frustrated me, right? I would have been like, oh, I'm holding a little bit more fluid, or I'm feeling more bloated, and I would have got annoyed or frustrated at my body. But now that I'm aware that these things happen and that they're supporting me, and I can work with my cycle for my energy, and I can honor my body in this way, I'm incredibly empowered when these changes come. And for me as well, I think just seeing my breasts change size during this time and the natural shifts in my body, because I didn't have that when I had my implants as well. I didn't notice a change in my breasts like I do now. So even just that difference is such a powerful connection for me to witness with my body every month. So take some time to reflect on, like, what is your relationship with your cycle? How do you feel about your menstrual cycle? How connected do you feel to it? And are there ways you can start to tune in and listen to your body more during your cycle? And if you're not currently even tracking your cycle, or even any like your daily mood or any symptoms, cravings, I highly recommend downloading a period tracking app such as Flow. I use Flow app. I've recently also started using one called Stardust. So if you're more into astrology and the moon cycles as well, and how your period matches up to the moon cycles, like the full moons and the new moons, really, really interesting to tap into that as well. But if you're not currently tracking your cycle or your symptoms, I highly recommend doing that. But I just want to say again, you're the one who knows your body best. So anytime you feel like something's not right or you want to investigate something further, I would lean into that. And as a woman, your intuition is so powerful, and our menstrual cycle is our life force. So if you are currently going through a phase where your cycle isn't regular, or you're not able to get in tune with it, and there are some concerns there, dive into it and ask the questions. Please reach out to me for support. It's your menstrual cycle is your life force, and it's an incredibly empowering thing. And the more you connect back in with your body and work with it, it can be an incredibly powerful thing to work with and to honor your energy and yourself. So I'm going to leave it there for today. I hope you got so much out of this episode and these insights and wisdom. Please share any feedback with me. Reach out via Instagram at Dr. Kirsty Seawood. Share this episode with any family, friends, or women in your life who you believe this will resonate with. And again, I just want to say I am so grateful you're here and listening. Have a wonderful day.